Agenda is discussion and possible action on selection of financial advisor by Jim Forte, planning and development manager. And Mr. Forte, one of the things I'd like for you to do is somewhere in your presentation, explain what you expect.
Okay, I was going to do that. One thing, just preemptively, John needs to say something.
Yeah, I just need to make.
I'm up here and he's not.
I'll make a comment of why Jim's primarily running this. As y'all may remember, for the last time we selected investment advisors, I have my father-in-law work as an officer with First Southwest Company, which is, of course, was one of the proposers before and is also a proposer on this thing. So from that standpoint, I have stepped back as far as being a formal evaluator. And I've looked at the proposals to the extent that later, if y'all have any questions of me about them, I'll certainly answer to the extent that you want me to answer. But I just want to disclose that to make sure that y'all are aware of that relationship. So with that, I'll turn it over to Jim.
Okay, Jennifer, you want to? Yes, please. Again, we're here for the selection of financial advisors, similar process to what you just went through several months ago on selecting an investment advisor. We solicited proposals. We received 8 responses. A staff committee made up of myself, John Hoffman, Riley Woods, and Don Perkins, who is a staff member on my staff, reviewed the proposals. We ranked them, and interestingly enough, we were unanimous in the ranking of the top 4 out of the 8 proposals, and that's who you see here in that you're going to hear presentations from today. All the firms are very capable. I spent 7 years working for one of the bond rating agencies and have worked with each one of these firms. All have excellent reputations. The fourth one, Specialized Public Finance, is a new firm, but it's made up of the individual who was formerly our financial advisor, Stephen Adams. And again, in purely independent assessment by each one of the members of our staff committee, it did rank amongst the top 4. Financial advisor helps us issue our debt. They work with us on almost an ongoing basis, almost a daily basis sometimes, and they're usually compensated out of the bond proceeds for debt transactions. And John, over the last 5 years, we've done 3 or 4 transactions?
Yes, we've done 3 water supply system debts, and then we've done a few of the, like the
contract revenue,
the Jonah debts of right. a smaller nature and stuff. So you could say we almost average 1 a year or so, roughly. Some years we haven't had one.
We provide you a little score sheet, more to take notes on and to remember each one of the presentations. They will each make a they've got a PowerPoint presentation they're going to make. They're going to have some handouts for you. In terms of the rankings and that type of thing, we didn't necessarily want to prescribe anything, but you know, if you want to use your own self-imposed scale of 1 to 10, 1 to 5, however, what we want to do is make sure that at the end of the day, after we've seen all the presentations, you have in one place an ability to recall the high points, the questions that were asked, the questions that may have been raised, and remember each one of the firms. This is obviously going to be a pretty long day, and so we want to make sure that when you got done, that you'd know who you'd seen.
And go get them.
First firm is First Southwest. They're here, and John will go get them. I can answer any questions you have before they get in here.